want.
A little bit of what?
Sadism that you want the Sonics to suffer, especially if they are going to leave.
You know, frankly,
it's not, it would be. You haven't been supportive of any of their plans to date. So.
We put a plan on the table.
None of their plans.
None of their plans. No, because none of their plans have had enough of their money in the deal. And it would be easier for us if they just packed up and left and this went to the courts and was gone. That's not how. We want good solutions and not just litigious solutions to the problem.
And that's the purpose behind you coming out and supporting.
That's exactly. We want to help drive real compromise, real solutions, and not just have the lawyers get paid for fighting in court.
What about SEIU, which backed your initiative? Are they supportive of this?
SEIU is supportive of our reaching out and attempting to find compromise ground. Hey, no, absolutely. They want a workable solution if one is there. The only thing that they have objected to is that in all the solutions to date, there hasn't been enough money from the Sonics.
Point, do you want to see the Sonics today? Do you think they have value to the community?
Well, absolutely they have value to the community. But everything has a tipping point. There's a point at which you just... Just because I wanted a brand new sports car doesn't mean I get one, no matter what value it might have to me as a, you know, we've got social service programs out there that are absolutely a value to the community that we don't fund. We don't fund. Because we don't, you know, because we hit a limit, you know, and everything has a limit. The Oklahomans seem to think Seattle has no limit. The Oklahomans have an arena in Oklahoma City that's 5 years old, and they were using that as a bargaining chip, you know, in the negotiation to get a team, and now they're back in Oklahoma City saying, well, it was built on the model of Key Arena in Seattle, and it is now obsolete. That's not right. You know, that's just not right. And they're going to need a new arena in Oklahoma City if they go to Oklahoma City. So in our opinion, the NBA, its teams are out of control, players are out of control, and they're well past the tipping point. But sooner or later, somebody stands up and says, go ahead, leave. It's okay.
Now the referees are out of control.
Well, that too. But I didn't touch on pricing. I didn't. No comment. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Referees don't rig elections.
So you see Safeco and Quest as kind of the putting the wheelbarrow up and dumping boatloads of money into these things, and feel like that needs to stop somewhere.
Yeah, we opposed both those deals. You know, obviously they got built, but we believe there was significantly more money in the deals from the private owners than would have been the case had we not opposed them. And here we're trying to, frankly, work to the same place. The reason the Schultz deal failed in the legislature was, you know, he wanted $200 million per arena. He was only willing to put up at most 18. Then he turned around and when Bennett bought them, they come down and they want $300 million, and they're unwilling to specify for a $500 million deal, and they were unwilling to specify the amount that they would put up. We got a bunch of jaded legislators down there who've heard this all before, and there's just a point where they're over the tipping point. So.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. My name is Eric Williams. I'm with the Plumbing.
Oh, great. Why don't you give me your card? I'll make sure you